Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7th Hill. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Joel Barker is our guest, one of the great futures of our time, the author of five regions of the future. Is that right, Joel? Did I get that
five
right?
Five regions. Yep. I haven't gotten to seven yet.
Okay. And also his new film is called Innovation at the Verge. Check it. You can find all that at joelbarker.com, right, Joel?
Yes, and also starthrower.com.
Starthrower.com, joelbarker.com. Check, folks, you need to follow Joel. You need to keep up with what he's got going on. One of the great minds of our time. Joel, thank you again for hanging out with us. One of the things you bring to us in these things that are coming at us from the future, the more of them than not are associated with energy. There's all this energy research, all this effort out there, all this work out there, all these great minds that probably have the answer but probably don't have enough money. Joel, when is America? And I'm not talking about Republicans or Democrats. When are Americans going to demand that our national leaders produce an energy policy that embraces conservation, exploration, and replacement? When are we going to have? I mean, why? That's not that hard. That wouldn't be that hard to do. And Joel, there's no country in the world that could produce an alternative energy in 10 years, a viable alternative energy in 10 years than the United States of America. Why isn't that a priority?
Well, it's because we're not asking hard enough. And what I would say to all your listeners today is, whether you're Republican or Democrat or independent, if you make the call to your legislators, to your congressmen, to your senators, and to whoever is asking you for money to support the whatever party that you're running, and say, I'll do that, but I want to see an energy policy. And I would love to see the competing visions of the future between the Democrats and the Republicans in terms of what that energy policy would look, because the thing that we have is we have so many good options now that could be followed up on. I'm 100% on your side. We ought to be demanding it as American citizens. We put how many hundreds of billions of dollars into NASA, which is a wonderful thing. I was supportive of it. But the fact is, we would get back hundreds of billions of dollars a year for an energy policy that would make us independent. And I think we are now at that stage where if you take, as you said, take the mix. Efficiency. Boy, we got a lot of places there. How about public buses running cryogenic engines? How about our fracking and our super fracking, we're pulling that shale gas and the shale oil out. We got to keep doing that. But we have plenty of options if you put them together as a package to dramatically reduce the situation.
One of the things we've got to do, and I think you'll agree with me about this, is the government can help establish an energy policy, but that policy has to be agnostic with regard to what we find. The government and not pick winners and losers. Let the marketplace, let the research, let the feasibility, the viability of the project, of the example, of the product, whatever it is, let it be viable from a performance standpoint, from a marketplace standpoint. The government has to establish the environment, but stay out of the picking of winners and losers. What do you think?
Yes, and here's what I think the government has to do. It should set goals and then get out of the way. I think saying 40 miles per gallon for cars was a smart thing to do, because already we are seeing responses to that are extremely positive and good. But don't tell me how to do it. Don't tell me I have to do it with a gasoline engine or an electric engine or a cryogenic engine. Just tell me, these are the marks that we want to meet.
Not only the efficiency, but also the environmental issue. If they want to say, okay, we want to have certain emissions and certain performance, et cetera, et cetera, that's okay. And we can debate whether it should be 10 or 15 or 150, whatever. We can debate that, but let the marketplace find the solution.
Yeah. What I have seen, by the way, if you look at the energy environment right now, the dozens of viable projects, and it's actually way past dozens, the hundreds of viable solutions to what's going on, because there's a need for it, and there's a market waiting for it.
Mm-hmm. And think about, and you know what, Joel, if we could, when we do this, America could own the alternative energy field for the rest of the century.
And what a difference that would be in terms of the way our economy would run if that were the case. Yep.
And think about what that could do for the rest of the world. Hey, Joel, yep. I've really enjoyed our visit, as always. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I have such a high regard for him, for his work, for him as an individual, and for the message that he brings us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.